It is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Embassy in Rome held a community event titled Diaspora Indonesia Ceria or Happy Indonesian Diaspora, aimed at fostering the unity and strengthening the spirit of mutual cooperation among Indonesian nationals living in Italy. As reported by rri.co.id, the event is part of celebrations leading up to the Indonesia's 80th Independence Day. Ambassador of Indonesia to Italy, Joni Martirsang, emphasized the importance of maintaining core values of unity and cooperation, which he described as the soul of Indonesian nation. A top 5-set defeat against Serbia with a final score of 2-3 has sent Indonesia U21 Women's National Volleyball Team to the fourth place in the Pool A standings of the 2025 U21 Women's Volleyball World Championship in Surabaya, East Java. As quoted from rri.co.id, the match took place on Monday, August the 11th, and the defeat also caused to drop the Indonesia to the fourth place, having collected a total of 5 points from the matches. Meanwhile, Serbia climbed to the third place, securing 5 points, but with a better ratio than Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lagi. Tapi ku merasa kau tidak. Kau selalu bertanya apa ku masih cinta.
Pernah benar.
Kita ajuin bersama, kita ajuin bersama.
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Hai, masihkah muka itu ada di sana? Yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa hadirmu. Keras hati yang dulu bicara
akan bisa.
And that was Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You are still listening to the Voice of Indonesia, of course. The voice will not be saying that. And I'd like to have some updates from West Sumatra listener. Mount Marapi is reportedly erupting, sending an ash 1.6 kilometer high over West Sumatra, and the eruption happened this morning and reported from antonews.com. An officer from the Mount Marapi Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation, Ahmad Rifandi, said that the eruption happened at 8:39 a.m. local time, and the status of large status of the Mount Marapi remains at level 2, and the Center for Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation has urged the public to avoid activities within a 3-kilometer radius of the Verbit crater, the volcano's center of activity.
Cerita tentang manusia, coba untuk memahami arti cinta. Benarkah cinta di atas segalanya? Hanyakah itu satu-satunya yang menjadi alasan untuk menutup mata, tak melihat dunia yang sesungguhnya, dan menjadi jawaban atas semua tanya yang kita harap mampu mewujudkan sebuah akhir bahagia. Buka mata, hati, telinga, sesungguhnya masih ada yang lebih penting dari sekedar kata cinta. Oh, yang kau inginkan tak selalu yang kau butuhkan, mungkin memang yang paling penting, cobalah untuk membuka mata, hati, telinga. Semua misteri yang tak pernah terpecahkan. Buka mata, hati, telinga, sesungguhnya masih ada yang lebih penting dari sekadar kata cinta. Oh, yang kau inginkan tak selalu yang kau butuhkan, mungkin memang yang paling penting, cobalah untuk membuka mata, hati, telinga. Buka mata, hati, telinga, sesungguhnya masih ada yang lebih penting dari sekadar kata cinta. Oh, yang kau inginkan
let's know we got a report from our friend at East Sungai Penuh in Jambi. We have Sudirman with his report. So stay tuned. And it was a voice of Indonesia.
Okay, thank you. The annual Indonesian Independence Day celebration is always enlivened by people throughout Indonesia, including in Sungai Penuh City. Naturally, the local government has been preparing a number of events for this year's 80th anniversary. And right where I am standing now is Sungai Penuh City's Merdeka Field, or local people call Lapangan Merdeka. This field is never empty every day leading up to the Republic of Indonesia's Independence Day celebration. Filled with members of the Paskibraka or flag raising troop every day, the streets of Sungai Penuh City are also lined with pennants and Indonesian flags at every city government building and various related agencies. I can also report that in the first week of August, the committee from the Sungai Penuh City government had already held various preparatory meetings. Similar to the previous year, a number of local government agencies or OPD and community organizations had begun their celebration early, such as last Sunday at Lapangan Merdeka, Sungai Penuh City, which became the center of the festivities. The mayor of Sungai Penuh, Alvin, together with the deputy mayor, Azhar Hamza, officially opened the tradition sport competition initiated by the Sungai Penuh City Youth and Sport Office, or Dispora. The event was also attended by members of the Regional Leadership Coordination Forum, or Forkopimda, and official from the Sungai Penuh City government, including the Regional Secretary Alpian, expert staff, assistants, head of OPD, as well as community leaders. Mayor Alvin emphasized that traditional sports are not merely a form of entertainment, but a cultural heritage rich in values of togetherness, sportsmanship, and unity. This year, he noted three competition categories have become the main attraction for residents, namely balap karung, tarik tambang, and trompa panjang. Meanwhile, on the peak of the celebration on August 17, traditional activities such as the flag raising and flag lowering ceremonies will remain the main agenda of the Sungai Penuh City government, followed by a special plenary session of the Regional House of Representatives, or DPRD. I am Sudirman from Sungai Penuh Jambi for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that I never had? Could it be love? Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could must be something that I never had. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Miss you, baby. sakit, peres gitu bahasa Sundanya, peres gitu.
Hurt. Paling peres is Sundanese. Ya,
paling memar,
I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil. Minyak angin, warming oil, my lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul,
what
itu
dangerous
harus diam
is avoiding.
Gitu.
So artinya just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Nah, yang menghindar itu
those
yang bahaya.
Kalau
mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpuram, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpuram Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heat and are hit full three times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi gitu. Jadi Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul tiga kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu tiga, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu tiga pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
Three beatings. That's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle. Because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Azikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Xavier games in Majalengka becomes hobby, from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Azikin added, Kaolinan or Xavier changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and underside. Only three beat, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is three, pyong is beat. So no more battle after three. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense. And is packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, or two taps means paleredan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak. Baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in sampyong there's a regulation, and at that time people still love sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community,
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Aceng Hidayat, sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat, apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Aceng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join.
Kalau pecinta
if sampyong lovers join, malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Sekali gitu, malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist perform sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya, itu kan malandang ya istilahnya.
It depends on how malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya, mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka sampyong art, Aceng added that he would keep promoting sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done, not only by Aceng, Asikin, or Mang Kiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru cities and West Java, because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like Kadempling dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lift up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya, kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan, power struggle, means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di Pekalongan gitu di Sampyong. Dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda pencak, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda pencak, Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya. Sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan.
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, laughter, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Shipyard Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis, yang sering itu
the dari foreign tourists come from the US, France, and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway, but they do not come in entire, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts, including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory di Jatiwangi, sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong in Gauk at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batang for Gemah Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka Art Vocational School. And we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regencies in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of Sampyong art totally.
Of Indonesia. Today's sound.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening.